We need each other.
That's facts.
I need my sisters. I need my brothers out here.
A coward dies a thousand deaths, and for all the bootlickers, may you die 1,001.
The place for the realest conversations.
Tory Lowe, want all the action? Or you want all the smoke? Oh, just,
man, I'm with all that smoke too, man.
I didn't see Ron Johnson. He trash. Chisholm is trash. How the hell are you here to help us and your kids are dying in the street?
I understand that this is Milwaukee and everybody believes that if someone says something, it's mentioned. It's not.
I don't care if it's the pastor. If you see the pastor acting right, you check that fool. Where's the results?
Talking topics that need to be highlighted and discussed in our communities.
Would you trade places with a black person?
Sure. No, I would not.
Have you ever said the N-word? Come on, be the truth. We on the truth.
Unfiltered and unfazed, this is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
The reason I believe that racism is getting worse is because whites know that they will be outnumbered in about 20, 21 years. They're going to be outnumbered.
Hey, Tory, man. How are you doing, brother? I'm actually from India. We brown people can totally relate with you. And sometimes it's like, did that just happen to me?
We have to not let the government mind F us either.
That cop ain't never been brought to the public because he ain't normal, and he may not even exist no more.
Say no more. Release the video.
You know, you keep on doing what you're doing, man. You're going to take over this talk radio, man. Just keep on focusing on what you're focusing on. I wish you a lot of love.
God bless you, brother.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio in Milwaukee, here is Tory Lowe.
White people are going to cry.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah. Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready. 101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. And I'm here for the action.
And I'm but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The movement continues.
The marathon continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
It's Monday.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land, Truth Nation? Hey, thank you for joining me this Monday, May 6, 2024. And we got the queen, the author, the advocate, Elizabeth Brown, in the building.
Hey, yo.
What's happening then?
Hey, you tell me, Mr. Award winner. You know what I'm saying? Salute to you. Salute to Truth Nation. Look here, y'all showed out last night, fam.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you right now.
Saturday night.
It
was powerful. Hey, you came out, you know, you the Tiance of radio.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you, you know, the powerful thing is that we get to have a platform where people can get some resources, some help and some information.
That part, and go to work.
Hey.
Be about that action.
But you know it's Monday.
You
know how we get down on Monday.
We got to pray.
We got to get the miracle minister, Kevin,
Tap on the lines.
How you doing, Minister Kevin?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How you doing, my brother? Hey,
listen to
how y'all doing.
Salute. I seen the picture of you hugging a tree. It ain't nothing but love up in here. I was like, and you look so happy.
I told the wife that she took that picture.
You look so happy.
I told the wife she took the picture, don't get my feet. I said, don't get my feet in it. Because I got my shoes on.
See?
I seen a lot of dogs mess out there. A lot of dogs get out there. They ain't picking up after.
Hey, Tory, what I said.
My shoes on, so don't get my feet.
Tory, what I said. I said he ain't taking shoes off, but you know, we working. That was his first time. So how I feel to be your first hug of a tree? How I feel?
Oh, man, the ass loved me. They were crawling all over me.
Crawling in your ear?
Hey. All in my ear, you know.
It was nothing but love. They was just trying to get you some
love. I got another tree in my front line.
Yeah.
I'm going to hug another tree. I'll take my shoes off for you.
Yes, please. Thank you so much.
But I'm listening at the introductions. I see Tori, the award winner. Well, yeah. Why are you calling the Beyonce award radio? No, I let said, her be the Drake or something.
No, no, definitely not Drake. See, so I said,
I don't
okay.
know. I don't like the female attachment to my masculine.
Look here. Look.
I said
Tionce. That means like the Tory Low, but every year.
It's
with the T, yeah.
Hey, every year, Minister Kevin, he lead with like 4 or 5 awards. You know what I'm saying? Who else doing it like that?
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? That's why
I
called him Tionce.
And to be so new at it, you know, a lot of people be waiting 20 years. You know, look at people like Atul Jalucci with her whole career, and to the end of her career, she didn't get an award. You know, people wait their whole career to get something. Tory started off just slamming them. Body slamming folks.
But what they don't understand, like, he getting awards for the real work that he's been doing. Like, he been doing it, like, when you think about, you know, the WBAs and all the awards they was winning due to the fact that Tory Lowe was giving them the story. So he was winning awards even before he was winning awards. People don't understand that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's new to Truth Nation, but it ain't new to Tory Lowe. Like, he been doing this except for, you know, now he's in the rooms
now,
that he was winning other people awards.
Now I'm a member of the mainstream media.
That part. For the people.
Right. So, the first place award for best interview or best interview. Was that best interview? Were you interviewing me? Was that it? I just wanted to.
No, we did submit the story. We did submit the story for Hard News.
Okay.
And it didn't place. But we did submit your story for the Hard News story, yeah. And I didn't even place in Hard News this year. And I placed twice before this year. So I'm wondering what was
the top?
Well, yeah, I looked at the category. I thought that was definitely a Hard News category situation.
Yeah.
Something that happened in the community.
But brother, it's a good category of take your pick. There's so many Hard News stories out there.
It is.
And even this past weekend, it's like it never stops. Man.
It don't stop.
It never stops.
And they look like
you don't catch a break at all.
It looked like some people got into it at Cinco de Mayo. On the south side.
For the second year in a row, shooties again, They shot, officer got shot.
Oh, wow.
Police officer got shot. Yes, they got shot yesterday.
Oh, wow.
You know, he wasn't the intended target, but the bullets don't care what the intended target is. Yeah, they're going to go wherever the gun is aimed at.
You know, I'll say this.
So, you know,
when I look at what's going on in the communities, and then you look at what's going on in politics, then you look at what's going on in SDC. Then you look at what's going on in NPS. You see all this confusion on all levels.
Come on. So
if it's going from a high level, if it's confusion with Joe Biden and Trump, with them going Trump in trial and Joe Biden and can't even, you know, they saying allegedly that he incompetent to even stand trial. I don't know. I mean, it just seems like it's happening at the top and it's trickling down to the streets. And, you know, when I look at certain situations, I just shake my head because we got to just have a overhaul from the top to the bottom.
All facts. I don't know who would expect if the top is riding that the bottom wouldn't be.
Mm.
I mean, again, it's even worse where we at, because when you think about having to live the way we've been living and the lack thereof, you know, we know that criminality and poverty run hand in hand.
So, yeah, I'm not sure if we got to start at the top and work our way down. If you don't have a firm foundation, everything you build will crumble.
All facts.
Right.
And this country don't have a firm foundation.
Well, that's the people.
So you can't expect nothing but what you see.
Well, I say somewhere we got to take accountability, because these are the people that we jump behind. So it's a reflection of the bottom.
Facts.
So what's at the top is a reflection of the people that's making the choices, because we still have a choice. We can pick better people. We just being sheep many times and moving along. That's why I say, are we just moving past justice reform? I mean, where are we at with this? Because people are moving along and we ain't getting nothing out of the deal. So, like I said, when I talk about these things, I got to look in the mirror, you know, to say, am I doing what I'm supposed to do? We all, as people, as Americans, as residents, as citizens, it's our tax dollars, and what are we doing are we working to make it better? Because we are the foundation, mm-hmm. like you said. So if you looking up at the top and seeing it's all screwy, are we screwy as a nation, as a people?
Yeah, one and the same.
So people, like you say, people profit off of the poor. People profit off of your pain and suffering. Mm-hmm. People find beauty in obscure things. Look at, I say, a bad foundation, the Leaning Tower of Pisa. That's a flaw. That's you messed up. But now it's an attraction. Everybody comes to see it because it's an attraction. Somebody's messed up real bad, didn't do their homework, and look what happened. Now it's an attraction. So people are attracted to things that are messed up. Mm-hmm. And that's what we are in our society now. They're attracted to these things, these gang lies, these scams, everything that could, you know, not helping people, but profit off of their pain and everything, their misery, their discomfort. Yeah. All these things are attraction to a lot of people. So if I can get paid off of me saying I'm going to do something, I don't have to do it, I'm going to get paid. You know, mm-hmm. that's an attraction. And we got to realize that, you know, the foundation is bad. You got to rebuild. Don't keep on building and say, okay, somebody going to like this eventually. This has got to be some kind of abstract art. No, this is real life. This is reality.
We have to deprogram. It's, you know, we've been programmed. If you think about even how we think, you know, it's the worst thing first that, you know, we promoting it. So,
Minister Kevin, look, that it's a lot of prayer that's needed. And I'm going to tell you right now,
absolutely,
with everything that's going on in the world today, that's why we pray on Monday so we can all get on one accord. And I appreciate you for coming through every Monday faithfully, even though you was injured. You know, a while back, you know, getting shot yourself, a victim of senseless violence yourself. You've recovered and still continued your journey with helping folks and moving ahead.
Yes.
And I appreciate you for everything that you do for this community and every prayer that you pray for this community, because I know that it's coming from a sincere space. And I need Truth Nation to gather around. I need Truth Nation to get on one accord so we can get this Monday praying.
Absolutely. Lord, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Lord God, we understand that trials and heartache will come, and the love of many will turn cold. And as such, we continue to see the disregard and disrespect of the safety and the lives of so many innocent people in our community. But we seek your intervention, your protection. Cover your children as we go about our daily lives. Feed us the wisdom that you will have us to have, and clothe us in safety. Show us hope in what we so desire, for all men to turn from their wicked ways and come unto you for your grace and your mercy. We acknowledge you as the sole means for solution to what is that ails us. I speak life, life more abundantly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, anything amen. Else that you want to say, Minister Kevin?
As always, my brother, my queen, stay cool, stay calm, and stay focused.
Hey, look, when we come back, we'll be joined in studio by Marquette Hall of Famer, Tony in the building. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe, bringing you all the action and all the smoke. Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Gotta buy my joint up from this. I miss you. Yeah. Sticking to the code, all these for the street. I put it in her nose, it's gonna make up. Toad ain't gonna wake up at they sleep. You can't hear that switch, but you can't hear them scream. I'm off.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe. Tory Lowe Show, award winning. Tory Lowe Show. Hey, look, the WBAs was Saturday. Hey, the Truth cleaned up.
For real.
The Truth, I think we walked out of there with five. first place awards.
Did yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Benjamin got a, one of the.
I see
the,
three of them right
the
here.
Jingle.
For the jingle he made yeah. for the Atwood
yeah.
barbecue commercial.
Yes. It
and
was
then
hot.
Carrie got digital personality.
Salute to yeah. Noah nice. Juice.
I got best interview and then best streaming promotion.
Who was your interview with?
The interview was with the woman whose daughter died in the jail.
County jail, okay. yeah.
I was never entered into the best show. Like, mm-hmm. for the last 2 years, I don't know what's going on with Kyle, but I was not, I would, I, you know, I believe some of my best
material. Put him on blast.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, that's the truth. I mean, I was not entered in the best show for the last 2 years. And I think that, you know, I think I could have took that one if I was in there.
All facts.
But what I'm saying is.
Well, you got everything else. They got to give it to
you
next year.
Well, you know, like I said, we working our way around it. 8-time award winner.
That part.
This is what they told me. That was 8-time award winning. But like I said, this is a night for the big media. And I tell people, like, these WBAs, everybody in there, Channel 12.
That part.
Fox 6.
Facts.
All the 58.
All the who's. Yeah.
You know, TMJ4.
All facts. Mm-hmm.
This is all the radio stations across the state of Wisconsin. And when we was up in there, you know, we added a little flavor to the
that
room.
That part. You know
and
what I'm
you
saying?
Know, you can't take Ben Jammin' nowhere.
Yes. Ben Jammin'. Ben Jammin'.
I'm talking about,
Liddy.
When we was winning, I mean, it was back to back, too.
Facts.
Because we had got the one.
Right.
And then they called us in for another one. Like, right after that. So, by the time we was making our way through the circle.
Yeah, I was running it back.
We had to come right back around. So
nice.
They thought we was
show
like,
out.
Yeah,
just stay up here.
Hey.
Like I said, I mean, it was. And then the after party was powerful. You know, meeting, rubbing shoulders with a lot of the media across the state.
Yeah.
It was great to, you know, be in the room on a high level.
Yeah.
Like, just being there and actually being the first place winners.
Come on.
And some good categories.
All facts.
And then KBN got best radio show.
Okay.
Over at ESPN 94.5.
Okay.
So just to be in the room and not just be there, but to at the top of categories.
Only
and winning,
3 years on
the
air.
3 years on the air.
It speaks volumes.
So like I said, we making history right now
that
because
part.
I don't think they had that much chocolate in the room in that room. I mean, you're talking about all the stations
facts.
Across the state of
all
Wisconsin.
Facts.
And so they like, oh.
Milwaukee represented.
And you know that they
greatness.
They
must be sunset. It's getting dark in here. What's going on in there,
right? It was after 8 o'clock.
Is it dusk?
We was in the building.
Turn.
But like I said, this is what black excellence really is.
All facts.
This ain't no buddy-buddy stuff. You know?
No.
You know how people get together and it's a lot of buddy-buddy awards. And,
yeah.
you know, I'm going to give you this award and then next year you give me one.
Right.
This is the state of Wisconsin.
Not like the Oscars and Grammy.
Yeah,
we can buy the award. Can't buy it either.
You can't. You submit, but you can't predict. And we don't know none of these people. And they use another state to choose the winners.
Dope.
Let's get you for best show.
Yeah.
That part.
Like next so, well next year.
It's that's the only
well,
thing left.
Well, I got the biggest show, like in the, you know, I got the biggest. Everybody know that. But what I'm talking about is that when you talk about competing, like, you know, when you talk about being competitive
mm-hmm.
and being in a room with your counterparts, you know, with other people, you know, that different races and different
yeah.
cultures, you know, I like that kind of competition. You know, when people all get together and we decide, you know,
the best of the best.
Right. So but a lot of people get in competition with their brothers and sisters and people
all
that look
facts.
Like them, and we all like in the same space.
All
you
facts.
Know?
Right.
So that I don't think that's a good competition. That's why
you talking about the Drake beef.
Well, the Drake beef. Drake Bruh. Is Jewish. Drake is Jewish and black. I think.
Yep.
And Kendrick is dark skinned. You know. He. You know. So like I said, it's interesting.
So light skinned, dark skinned.
Right.
Beef?
It is. That's what they saying. That's what Gilly. That's what Gilly from the $1 million worth of game podcast. He calling it the light skin, dark skin beef.
Wow.
And he said the light skin is winning. Yeah, but I think that Kendrick.
But that's because Kendrick got dirt on him too. So I'm gonna need him to pump his brakes. At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, I think it's healthy because when you think about what Drake, the history of Drake, you know, this is like, you know, a documentary on Drake. You know what I'm saying? Say the kids.
Right. So say the kids.
Say the kids.
Hey, look.
Didn't Drake put Kendrick on though?
No, he went on tour.
Tour.
Yeah.
They went on. Look, let me tell you something. This is what I say. Like, you gotta, you know, when you bring people around, they always look it. Because I'm a big Kendrick fan. I love Kendrick. Like, some people even say I look kind of like Kendrick. But what I'm saying is that I look back and I'd be like, he put him on tour when he first was making his rounds and ASAP Rocky. Mm-hmm. And so now they all enemies. So it's like, okay. I mean, I guess his beef is healthy. It's competitive. As long as they keep it on wax.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. As long as it doesn't get personal. But right now, it seems like it's personal right now.
But you know what?
They're talking some crazy stuff.
But Drake was swinging. So my thing is, I don't care if you did put me on. If you messing with children, that's just like the stuff that me and Tory do. We can be cool until you mess with innocent life.
Right.
Then I'm going to auto-check you. Immediately.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to call that out. At the end of the day, you don't know until you know. But, and when you know, don't swing.
The only thing I'm going to say about that is I'm going to call it out right away. I'm not going to call it out in no beef.
Right.
I'm going to call it out in real life.
And he probably did in the backdrop. Yeah. But at the end of the day.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Ain't nobody else talking.
Nobody's talking about it.
Well, I'll say this.
Somebody need to be talking about it.
Well, I'll say this.
They got video footage.
When
you go at Drake and Kendrick, to me, it shows an overall idea that when you talk about the music industry and you talk about, we look at the stars and we look at the marketing side, but it's now with the lawsuits that's coming out with Lucian Grange of Universal Music, he's involved in that. Like, it's an underbelly side of the music industry that people have been talking about for years that involves children, sexual abuse, trafficking, you know, all of the stuff. So when Kendrick started rapping like that about Drake, I don't think that that's too far from what the actual industry is.
Yes, facts.
Right, and I'm just saying, like for me, if I'm like you said, I don't care if you put me on, but and if I see that kind of stuff, it ain't about no music no more. I ain't gonna rap about it. I'm going to the police about it. I'm not gonna rap about it. This ain't no rapping thing.
Right.
Well, I think the goal is, again, like how when we march, you know, to bring the smoke to it, you know, you have to set the fire first. You know what I'm saying? And I think what's happening now it's being put out there because a lot of times when you think about Hollywood, if you don't have
Hollywood, weird
that too, if you don't put it out there and people don't get behind it, it's just overlooked.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, when you think about, you know, the R. Kelly's, the Weinsteins, the, you know,
Epstein's,
the, you know what I'm saying?
All
like,
the Steens.
All the Steens. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you think about them and how they, like, wash over whatever it is, because, again, for as many pedophiles it was that was Caucasian, like, black names usually rank at the top, you know?
They don't even have
that many numbers. When you think about Weinstein, Epstein, I'm talking about just moving.
Frankenstein.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Hey, I'm going to ask DJ Brother Z a question because you're a DJ.
Yeah.
All right. I like to think
I'm a DJ.
Well, you know, DJ Brother Z, you a DJ. You out in the clubs.
You one of the real ones.
Hey, DJ,
just play that song.
Which song is going hard right now in the clubs, like from the beef, that you would say?
Well, push-ups went crazy when it first dropped because it was just, you know, a club beat. But and then, I mean, I guess all of the songs that Drake put out, he used club beats.
Mm-hmm.
But then as far as when Kendrick dropped, it didn't become a club beat until some of the beat switches halfway through his first couple. But then the last one that he dropped, that comp, man, that West Coast beat is insane.
You started
Mustard
crip walking.
With Mustard, man.
Oh wow!
Didn't he switch the beat three times?
In the first couple.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of either one of them, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Drake or Kendrick.
Well, you was out in L.A. You know how to, do you know how to step?
Do
you know how to do the footwork?
No, not at all.
I mean, you've been living out there.
Nope.
I mean, you went out, hung out in the club.
I'm too old. I mess around and turn an ankle out there. I get a hip replacement. I'm trying to mess around with some
steps. You didn't have the chucks.
I'm sitting down.
You never had the dickies on and the chucks.
Ain't doing it.
Oh wow.
Mm-mm. Nah, but I don't really like either one of them too much. I would say I'm more of Drake's music I like than Kendrick's.
Because you like the ladies.
Drake
music is for ladies.
I'm more beat based. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So Kendrick is a like he's pop. A rapper, a lyricist.
He make you think too much.
Yeah. His beats are kind of like infused with R&B, kind of like Dre's, right? Remember Dre back in the day introduced R&B into the stuff. That's what Drake does. So that's why I like those beats.
Drake pop.
To me, Kendrick lyrics is for the people who like MCs.
Yeah, that's me.
Drake is for the people, the pop culture. If you want that short hit,
if you want the beat,
you don't want to sit and wait till the food is made from scratch.
You sample an old hit.
You
want
to go to the drive-thru. You want them to throw the bag out the window and keep on moving.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Facts.
Hey, look, well, who won? Who winning, DJ Brother Z?
Kendrick.
That part.
All right, who winning? Tony.
Everybody losing, in my opinion. No, they're all losers.
Oh, so Kendrick and Drake both lost?
Yeah, I listened to both of them. Yeah, I listened to both of them, but I was like, y'all are both weak.
What?
It's weak beef. Oh, wow. I mean, the beef is weak, in my opinion.
I don't like either one of them. I would say that, you know, Drake's. It is definitely weak when you go to talking about a man's shoe size. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really ain't got nothing to really talk about. But Kendrick, when you really get, like, Kendrick was like the FBI. Like, he got everything on Drake. And it's a documentary, pretty much.
But see, that's why I'm saying it's weak, because Drake is really, he ain't talking about nothing, like you said, shoe size. Like, ooh, okay.
Yeah, right, a man's shoe size.
Kendrick, what he's talking about, it shouldn't even be in a rap. It should be in a police report. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm saying it's weak. Like, y'all tripping right now, dude. Why are you rapping about this stuff?
But I
don't want to hear no rap about this stuff.
Look, when we come back.
The only diss that I ever liked was Ice Cube when he dissed the crew.
No Vaseline.
Vaseline. Now that's a diss track.
Hey, look.
He sprayed everybody in the crew.
When we come back, we're going to have more conversation. We got the Pop Culture Report brought to you by Marquette Hall of Famer Tony Smith. Truth Nation. They liked it right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing tonight? I'd like to welcome to the stage,
Tony, Tony, Tony.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Far too kind.
Entertainment, current events, and trending topics. You get it all on the Culture Report with the Marquette Hall of Famer, Tony Smith, on the Tory Lowe Show. Here is your host, Tory Lowe.
1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Pop Culture Report brought to you by Marquette Hall of Famer, Tony Smith, back from Arizona.
Back.
Hey, Elizabeth
coming
Brown
to the,
in
coming
studio.
To the bad weather.
Hey, yo.
All right, Tony. Mm. We got some things to talk about now.
Some things.
Okay.
What we got?
The Bucks exit the playoffs early.
Another early exit.
Three in a row.
Was it three in a row? Or was it two in a row?
No, it's three.
Is it really?
This year is the third.
I forget the... I remember last year. Well, last year Giannis got hurt also.
Last year.
Well, it was earlier than they wanted. It wasn't early.
Right, but what I'm saying is they
underachieved.
Right.
I hear what you're saying. But the last 2 years, you know, people are already calling for Doc's head. I'm like, dude, the dude just got here. Relax.
Hold on. You got some favoritism.
I got no favoritism.
They
just got
did
here.
That to the last coach.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Exactly.
Hold on.
And guess what? Giannis got hurt for him.
Hold on.
In
wait
the playoffs.
A minute.
How you going to blame and
Doc,
a coach?
You and Doc got a tie. You got the same agent.
How you going to blame a coach when your best player
agent.
Get hurt?
You said you and Doc had the same agent.
Hold on. Yeah, we did.
So it's in your contract. You can't go.
Oh,
I was just messing with you.
Listen. They did the same thing. They did the same thing to Darvin Ham. Out in L.A., like, you got LeBron, you got AD, you got all them cats out there. Like, is the coach's fault?
Hold on. Wait a minute. Look.
Come on.
All I'm saying is, you know it's Wisconsin. First of all, you know it's Wisconsin. You know how they do brothers.
What does that mean? Oh, okay.
In Wisconsin, you know how they do the brothers. You know they keep them on a short leash. I'm just saying.
He said short leash.
It do be looking like that because they quick to, you know— the exit is, the door is right there. Okay, if you don't win, you gotta hit it. But what I'm, and then that ain't even the truth for Adrian Griffin, because he was winning.
Correct.
Okay, so what you see how they did the winning coach.
Gotta make it make sense.
Okay, so what I'm trying to get to is that Doc came in and his record is worse than, you know. All I'm saying is, if they could do Adrian Griffin like that, they you know Doc on the chopping block.
Facts.
Yeah, but my point is neither one of them makes sense.
Facts.
Like you blamed Griff, who you said, we got a winning record. We're third in the NBA, second in the East, and I get fired at that point? Mm. And why? Because you don't think I can take him far. That's what you thought.
And he was the coach of the All-Star game, but he couldn't make it because he was fired.
Correct. But, I mean, the whole thing is, like I say, the past 2 years, Giannis has been hurt in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how you think that former MVP, 30 points a game, you're missing in the playoffs, not a regular season game, in the playoffs – a seven-game series is not like one game on a Wednesday night. Mm. It's a seven-game series. And you're missing 30 points at night. You ain't going to win that most of the time.
I'll say this. When I think that Dame, when he came back off the injury, messed up the chemistry with the bench players and you know, when they was trying to do, because they threw the Pacers off because they didn't know what was coming at them. And I think that they had a better defensive strategy. I think Dame, when he tried, and like I said, as a superstar athlete, as a person with a, you know, that's the man most of the time. Mm-hmm. You know, if you can, you will play. You know, and I respect that from Dame.
He should have played. He looked fine.
I respect that from Dame, but I think that chemistry, when adding him back in, everybody took a back seat with the energy.
Yeah, see, and,
I agree.
Well, I'm going to push back. Only in this sense, I'm going to say that. So, what happens is when Dame and Giannis is out, right? Indiana, their mentality changes, and it changes for the worse. It's something that coaches hate. I coach AAU, and the same thing happened to my kids. Like, they see the other team isn't that good, or their ranking isn't high, or their best player is hurt. They have a mental letdown. Because you can see it in warm-ups. They're messing around in warm-ups. You know, when we playing somebody top-notch, they serious in warm-ups. They focus.
Right.
When they're out, they're not focused. They're jacking around, throwing up stupid shots, and you got to get on them.
But is that the reflection of the leadership?
It is a reflection of everything. Maturity, leadership, everything. But you got to get on them. But what they don't really understand is that it's too late. If you're in warm-ups 5 minutes before the game and your mind ain't right, it ain't going to get right in the next 10 minutes.
True.
So this is what happened in Indiana. Everybody's out. You got no Dame, no Giannis. What are you worried about? Nothing. You ain't worried about nothing. Now you let a bunch of scrappy dudes who hungry, they don't get, first of all, these dudes don't get the playing time they got.
Right.
Right? So you don't really know what they can do.
Right.
You
That's
really
what I'm
don't.
Saying. They couldn't plan for.
And the other thing that you got to realize, a guy who is getting 15 minutes a game Correct. During a regular season, right? And that's how you see him. And I don't know what he is. Maybe he's good. Maybe he's bad in that role. Right. Whatever it is. But now he's getting 30 minutes. It's a different player. It's not the same player. Somebody who's getting 30 minutes, I know I'm going to be in there. There's injuries on our team. They don't have anybody else to play. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play. Your mindset is different. It's a different player. Right? Now you got to go back. Okay, Dame's in. I got to go back to 15 minutes.
Right.
Now I'm that player who can't do the same things. I don't have the same flexibility. I don't have the same freedom.
You don't have the green light.
You're a different player.
Correct.
So when Dame comes, some guys can't play in limited roles like that.
Right.
So certain players can play in limited roles and be effective. Other guys, you know, when I had 30 minutes, I was good. When I got 15, I'm not so good. So you see some of that in with the players, right? So those two things, the mentality from Indiana and then the ability to play in a limited role for some of the Bucks players. Is what, that combination of that is what led to those games being close when those guys were out. It wasn't that they were better. People get that illusion and think, they played better. No, they didn't.
I'm going to say this.
Never playing better without 24 points a game out there.
I got you. But like I said, when they let the dark-skinned brothers in, when they let Beasley, when they let
Beverly.
Pat Bev, and when they let Portis loose.
Hey, then, man. Portis getting himself kicked out. He ain't got no sense.
I'm talking about that game that they won. Everybody was too small at that point. What I'm saying.
Yeah, but like I say, Indiana had
Pat
already
Bev,
lapsed.
He fell apart that last game. He threw the basketball at the fans.
He got frustrated.
And then he got banned from ESPN after that.
Right. But listen, this is what I was trying to tell y'all. The only problem with that series is that the Bucks couldn't score enough points, especially without Giannis. They're missing 30 points a game without Giannis. Indiana is the highest scoring team in the league. You're going to have to run with them. The two games the Bucks won, Indiana was missing their shots. They couldn't score. Mm-hmm. That happened twice. They won two games. They lost the other game.
That's what happened when you let
because they got 120 something points. That's what Bucks can't score 120 points.
When you let
points.
The Kendrick Lamar's on the floor, you know what I mean?
And it was plenty. Right. It was D too. You know, when you brought the bench in, you know, they was playing D.
And it may look like that, Liz, but I'm gonna tell you right now, they can't. The Bucks. You said, didn't have any effect you said, on Indiana. You they said, just missed shots.
So you said that was unsustainable.
That's what it was.
No.
No, they couldn't. I'm just telling you right now. When Indiana was running and playing their game and they were focused, the Bucks can do nothing with it.
I just got
them.
A question.
They scored, at four games, they scored 120 points.
I just got a question.
You can't do nothing
I got
with
a question because everybody was in the chats saying that Indiana, when the Bucks won with the bench players, if they could have won another game, if Dame had a sat down. That's what everybody said.
If was a fifth, we'd all be drunk. It didn't happen.
Okay. True. I'm just saying.
Right. I know people
somebody
saying,
in the chat right now saying, had they left Dave off, they would have had one.
No, they would not have.
I'm trying to tell you.
Man, I'm telling you, like I said, Indiana, without Giannis and Dame being questionable, Indiana just was the better team, right? So it was just a matter of, you know, it's like me. I'm going to play. Let's say I'm playing Tory Lowe, right? Mm-hmm. Right. I'm gonna beat Tory. That's just what it is. Uh-huh. But
yeah, you're a professional basketball player.
Correct. But I can have an off day.
Yeah, true.
I can certainly have an off day. And
but not too.
If you couple that with Tory having an on day, Tory can get
I
close.
I might have you sweating.
Right. He might. He can get close. That's what I'm saying.
And then if I take advantage of your knee because you be limping the leg,
get a lot of things. If I keep he's younger than me, you know, anything can happen that day. Right. I might not be feeling good that day. There's a lot of stuff that can happen that way. But when push comes to shove. If everything is everybody's playing their best,
right.
I'm better than you. I'm going to win.
That's, on paper.
That's, on paper. That's okay. What I say. But it doesn't always materialize that. That's why you saw the two games where the Pacers couldn't score suddenly.
Facts.
They had like 90 points.
Yeah.
I mean, that's 30 points from their average. Mm-hmm. Right, like, so that ain't going to happen.
So what's the remedy for the Bucks?
Bucks just got to get healthy. If Giannis is there and healthy, it's a different story. If Dame doesn't get hurt, it's a different story.
All right, but look.
Completely different.
I got a remedy. I got something that... It's a scenario that
I don't think they need a remedy.
Hold on.
Obviously, they need some extra stuff.
You didn't even hear my remedy.
I know. I'm just saying. They don't need a remedy. But go ahead. Give me a remedy that they don't need. Yeah, go ahead.
Can I say my, you know, can I do what ESPN do and just throw out?
Go ahead.
Clickbait.
Yes, go ahead.
I got a clickbait.
Get this title ready. Z, print this title.
I got this clickbait. I think that I made a post. I said, don't be surprised if LeBron James end up in a Bucks uniform.
Now, oh, that's really clickbait.
Hold on, now, this clickbait, but listen. But think about the philosophy.
Big clickbait.
Let me finish. All I'm saying is, we already a family friendly team.
Mm-hmm. True.
If Bronny come here, ain't nobody gonna criticize
Bronny.
Yeah, you know, because LeBron want to play with his son.
True.
We got Bronny.
Hold on, let me finish.
And Bron, Giannis, Thanasis.
We
had Lopez,
market.
Brother. We got rid of him. We want to bring him back too.
We a small market. We invite family members to play. Look at Brooke Lopez, look at Giannis. And then if Bronny comes here and LeBron comes here, LeBron gets two. He gets to play with his son, and then he gets to play with the big three, with Dame and Giannis. And he got a chance to do both, win the title and play with his son. And ain't nobody going to criticize him every night because if he goes to Golden State.
LeBron is 70 years old.
Hold on, if he go to Golden State.
And still hooping.
If Bronny go to Golden State, if they end up playing on the same team at Golden State, every night they going to get bashed every night, like by the mainstream media. And Milwaukee is the only place that fits the narrative of him playing with his son and actually challenging for a championship. And if he denies his, you know, extension. He could be a free agent.
Hey, why are you looking at me and explaining like you're serious?
Because I'm thinking it can happen.
He's like real serious about it right now.
He is serious about it.
He's making it up as he goes. He's looking real serious. You're selling it real good, Tori. I'm not buying it, but you're selling it real nice.
Come on, bro.
Somebody else who ain't got enough knowledge might buy it.
Come to Milwaukee, bro.
Try to sell it to Z back there. He might buy it.
Well, he putting it in the ether. So LeBron, if you listen,
there's no other team in the league that's gonna let Bron play with his son and challenge for the championship. Mm. If he got it, come to the Bucks.
Hey, to where we putting the energy out there. You know what I'm saying?
We only need him for 2 years anyway.
That's it. He can go out with might a biggity bang.
Hey, look, if they bring Brun here, they might get you over to come back out of retirement. Just no. Get the ring. All right, when we come back, we're going to have more Pop Culture Report, Truth Nation, with Tony Smith and Elizabeth Brown.
And more conspiracy theories.
Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Maybe in this song, you shouldn't start by saying...
I said it, I know that you mad. I've emptied the clip over friendlier jabs. You mentioned my seed, now deal with his dad. I gotta go bad, I gotta go bad. Yeah, drop a 50 bag for the mob in a spot. Drop a 50 bag, 29 for the thought. I was really, really trying to keep it PG. I was really, really trying to keep it PG. If you had a set, they'd give you the DP. Two civilian gang in real life, you PC.
101, serving the truth, Tory Lowe Show. You know who really bad. Marquee Hall of Famer Tony Smith with the Pop Culture Report.
Let's go, Drake.
Elizabeth Brown in the building. All right, I want to talk this Jordan Love. Jordan Love has a contract offer for 1 year extension.
Oh, I got a lot of faith in him, it sounds
22
like.
$22 million.
1 year, wow.
Trash.
One year.
Hey, he's the future.
Trying to downplay my man.
Hold he's on. The future.
So like, he still got to prove himself. He got 10 games to prove himself.
Everybody who's the future gets 1 year.
Now, look, I'm going to tell you this.
I already told y'all.
Look, I'm going to tell you this. If
Packers already told you what they think.
I don't like the fact that they trying to put the brother on the leash. Let that boy off the leash.
Turn him loose.
They keep putting brothers on the leash when it comes to them big contracts.
They're not willing to invest in a non-unproven commodity.
How many touchdowns he threw last year?
Unproven.
How many touchdowns did he throw last year?
How many good games did he play last year?
10.
No.
Oh, no. They won 10 games last year.
He didn't play good in all the games.
Aaron Jones
won some of those
games. Hold on, let me tell you this.
So they asked for 10 more.
And look what they did to Aaron Jones.
Correct.
Okay, look. He played games where Aaron Jones was hurt.
He played about 8 good games. Congratulations, Jordan.
Hold on, wait a minute.
8 good games ain't getting you.
I can't take this Jordan Love disrespect. That's why I'm trying to.
I'm
trying to keep it PG. Keep the show PG.
You can't.
You know, you can't be coming at Jordan Love like this.
Hey, Love.
Stop
Love,
trying to put
Love
the brothers on the leash.
He went from hot garbage to just okay.
No. Dry.
Tony Smith.
He was
come
hot
on.
Garbage before. Then he went to okay.
Come on. Look,
he went
stop.
To okay.
Tony, look, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm trying to keep it mainstream radio because you're about to get my blood pressure.
Listen, the Packers,
you're
have
my
the Packers
blood
gave
pressure
1 year.
Boiling over. Look,
they gave 1 year. That's how much they believe in them.
Hey, it's okay because they're going to lose out on the gym.
Oh, so you agree, though?
No, what I'm saying
is they must not
believe in him. They're shortchanging on him.
Because they don't believe in him.
No, they're trying to get a championship for cheap. Because look, I'm gonna tell you,
Tory,
this.
Right now,
this what I think.
Right now would be the time to extend them for longer, for cheaper.
All
right,
but what I'm saying is,
if he goes out and balls like you think he will, they're gonna cost him more.
Okay, but he need to hit. Look, if this
they
is
don't
the
believe
way,
he can
hold,
do it though.
Hold on, listen. If this is the way they're gonna play it at the end of the season. And if he go for like a record amount of dollars.
Hey, I don't know. Why are you mad at me about it?
I'm
Packers
not mad.
Did it. I didn't sign
I'm just
him.
Mad at you.
The Packers
you
know, signed him for 1 year. You're mad at me
you're trying
for
to
reporting
throw
the news.
On the brother. No, you're trying
I'm
to
just reporting what happened. The Packers signed 1 year extension because they don't believe
you
in him.
Shouldn't put
anybody
the choke
they
chain.
Believe in, they would give
don't
more
put
years.
Put the choke chain on the brothers.
I really don't
Every
understand why you're coming at me.
Every time a brother come along. Ray Rose.
I'm like Drake right now. I put you on, man. I'm just telling you what's going on.
Sterling Sharp.
I'm telling you what's going on. Why are you mad at me?
Look what they did to Sterling Sharp. Look what they did to Ray Rose.
Hey, Zeke, can you get a line? Can you call the Packers right now? Tory has some beef. He thinks he has it with me, but it's not with me.
No, it ain't no beef. I'm just saying this young man has played his butt off.
Facts.
And look, okay, well.
I'm the reporter. You can read the news.
You can't give me a contract a la carte.
They did.
That's what they're doing.
They did. Because guess what? You're just okay.
Oh, wow. Look, we going
to Tony Smith, stop it.
Listen.
Hey, the hate is real.
What
you don't never like
Hold on. Okay, let me just say this.
You never like
What don't
Jordan
you
Love?
Two understand about?
I understand you don't like Jordan
about
Love.
NFL front office professionals analyzing a guy that are they got their eyes on every day. They're saying you're not that good. You still have to prove something. I'm giving you
hold
1 year.
Said that.
Hold on. What don't you understand about that? I'm giving you 1 year.
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. You can be on a job if you're
That's
a brother.
That's what they just
hold
said.
Hold on. No, this happened all the time in corporate. A brother could come in, do a great job.
This ain't corporate.
And they trying to
this
get it
sports.
For cheap. The Packers is corporate.
But Jordan Love ain't.
Jordan Love is
sports.
Hold on, wait a minute. Let me tell you something. Jordan Love is a commodity that if he would have went to another
what?
Team.
They don't believe in a commodity.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you right now.
They would have invested more.
I'm used to this type of treatment when it comes to black athletes up in Facts. Green Bay. I'm used to them shortchanging
right. so
and putting
again,
people on the short leash.
You're not mad at me. I'm just telling you what they must be thinking of the guy.
Stop putting brothers on the short leash. Let that brother run wild.
I wouldn't sign him at all.
Hey, it's okay
See,
because
that's why
it's okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I'd let him play his next year
It's
out.
Okay. That's why you would have got fired.
No, I'd let him play his
that's
next year
That's why
out.
Your name would have been like Doc Rivers no. right now. That's
gonna,
why they would have been hey, judging you.
What's going to happen?
He's like
gonna
Doc
have a,
Rivers.
He's going to have another mediocre year, and they're going to have
mediocre.
To pay him.
Did you say mediocre?
Mediocre at
Jordan
best.
Love.
And they're going to have to pay him again
oh, where is the
because
sand
they're
man,
messing up.
DJ Brothers, because oh, no. we need to usher Tony Smith
about
here.
I'm just telling
you.
Where the sound effects at? Look, I'm going to tell you right now.
See, they're mad.
Jordan
I'm just telling y'all,
Clip
Torby's
trash.
Jordan Love
so,
is going to be the best quarterback in the NFL, hands down.
Come on.
This NFL? Season.
We claiming it.
Yeah. In
Wait,
the NFL.
You mean NFC.
NFL. All right, look. Thank you for the popcorn.
What measurement are you going to measure
Smith
that by?
Tony Smith is the biggest
hold
hater.
On, hold on.
He the biggest love hater.
I'm close. I don't know off the biggest, but I'm up there. What is the metrics? I would like to
what
wager.
Metrics?
Put some wager on that one.
Well, I already didn't place my bet at the sports book for the Packers
oh, you
the
did?
Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. You just gave away some money. How much more you want to give away?
Hey, I'm going to tell you right now. You would have lost money last year because where are my 10 wins? Where are my
last
my
year.
From the 10 wins?
I told you I owe you lunch.
You okay, that's what's up.
No, but you didn't get 10 wins. That's right. No,
that's
you didn't get
like
10
you.
Wins.
Okay, when we come
you
back,
tried to count a, you tried to count a playoff win. No, you didn't get nothing.
Tony Smith, I think
he tried
you
to count a playoff
report. I got it on record. He owed me a lunch.
No,
he just admitted
I just remember.
That I was right.
Ball. I just remember.
He just admitted I was right.
No,
thank you, Tony Smith.
He tried to count a
when
playoff game.
When we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversation.